Anchorage, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Bus driver charged, suspect nabbed. I'm Elliot Francis. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, a bus driver is under arrest after a school bus he was driving crashed Monday, killing six children. Mary Maloney reports.
A tree split a school bus almost in half. The bus carrying 35 kids on its side, partially crushed. The children on the bus, all from an elementary school. The oldest in fifth grade, the youngest in kindergarten.
Taking care of the children that are injured is our number one priority.
Police say the bus driver survived the crash.
Certainly speed is being investigated very, very strongly as a factor in this crash.
I'm Mary Maloney reporting.
John Denny Walker is charged with multiple counts of vehicular homicide. A suspect is in custody for the murder of a San Antonio, Texas police officer gunned down in his patrol car. 31-year-old Otis McCain was taken into custody Monday during a traffic stop. Detectives still trying to figure out why McCain allegedly shot and killed Detective Benjamin Marconi during that stop. I'm Elliot Francis. A man whose son was killed in Afghanistan says he and his family were booed on a flight to pick up the soldier's remains. Jim Roop explains.
I want people to know about the heroic thing that my son did.
Stuart Perry says his son, Sergeant John Perry, was killed last week when he stopped a suicide bomber at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan.
He would have killed possibly 100, 200 people. Who knows?
Perry says that on an American Airlines flight from Sacramento to Phoenix, where they were to catch a connecting flight, the pilot asked everyone to remain seated while a special military family deplaned first. He says boos and hisses and complaints from first-class passengers then began. Calls into the airline for comment have not yet been returned. I'm Jim Roop.
The Holocaust Museum is condemning hateful rhetoric from a white nationalist conference held in Washington, D.C. this past weekend. Neo-Nazi leader Richard Spencer claimed that America belongs to white people. It was applauded by an audience of over 200, some of whom stood up and gave the Nazi salute. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The next D.C. schools chancellor apparently is coming from California. Mayor Muriel Bowser today is expected to nominate Antoine Wilson, currently the superintendent of schools in Oakland, to head the D.C. school system. During his 2.5 years heading the Oakland schools, graduation rates have risen and student suspensions are down. Wilson would need to win confirmation by the D.C. council before taking this job. There will soon be a new bridge over the Potomac River.
FDR was there for the groundbreaking in 1939 for what is now the Governor Harry Nice Bridge.
I know a lot of people do not like the narrow lane and that very steep approach.
Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron says the new bridge should be done in 2023.
It will be 4 lanes, 2 in each direction. It will include a bicycle pedestrian way as well.
It is a new Potomac crossing, just not where a lot of Maryland and Virginia officials want it.
We're not ignoring the Legion Bridge. It's on our radar and we are starting on it as well.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As the Thanksgiving getaway heats up, gas prices right now are some of the lowest we've seen in a decade. The national average, $2.14 a gallon. And Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says it's not unusual to find it for even less than that around here.
Maryland does have a lot of stations, or I should say some stations, already under $2 a gallon spread here and there. In fact, the state's lowest price, $1.93 a gallon.
AAA says the average price in Virginia is $1.98. A Virginia lawmaker thought to be the front runner for the GOP nomination for attorney general next year has dropped out of the race. Delegate Rob Bell says he's leaving the race for family reasons. One of Bell's two young children is a special needs child. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,957. The NASDAQ at 5369. Sports, the Wizards beat Phoenix. College basketball, Georgetown wins. George Mason and GW lose. Monday Night Football, the Raiders beat the Texans. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit Inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we have a crash in the Clifton area on Clifton Road. It's going to be west of 123 and Wolf Run Shoals Road. It looks like they're stopping traffic in that stretch, essentially between 123 and Yates Ford Road. Clifton Road, you want to avoid till they can sort things out with this incident. On Interstate 95, if you are coming northbound out of Stafford, pushing toward the Occoquan and the Beltway, great time to get going. I'm not seeing any delays or problems. And then continuing on to either Loop of the Beltway or to 395 and the 14th Street Bridge. Fantastic. 270 off to a good start out of Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway out of Annapolis and Bowie. Looks good on 50 both inside and outside of the Beltway. You're going to be good heading into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure builds in through Wednesday, but we've got some rain on the way, it looks like, towards Thanksgiving. Lots of sunshine today. We'll get up to around 50. Clear tonight. Low 31. Tomorrow brings the sunshine. A few afternoon clouds. High 52. Chance for morning showers. Thanksgiving. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Alexandria, 32 in Greenbelt, 35 degrees in Washington. Britain's prime minister has rejected a suggestion by Donald Trump to make the leader of the Brexit that nation's ambassador to the United States. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. Time to get up and get started. And boy, have we got some stuff to keep you informed and entertained throughout the morning. Coming up at 7:05, Vince Colonnais with the Daily Caller will be here to talk about the politics of the moment, the Trump transition. At 7:35, we'll talk to an Orbitz travel expert as people get ready to leave town for the Thanksgiving holiday. This is actually the big getaway day. And then at 8:35, special programming note, whatever you're doing, if you have to leave us, you definitely want to come back as we talk to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Here on Mornings on the Mall, love conversations about, well, about the differences between men and women, about the things that make us different, the things that bring us together, the distinctions, the beautiful, beautiful distinctions between men and women. And they're important, they're many, and I think that our differences bring us together and make our relationships more challenging and more fulfilling when they can work out.
That was very...
How do you like that?
That was nice.
And as Ed had just told us, yes, it's a man's world. Men have all the advantages in our society, as we've heard. Why is that funny?
It doesn't feel that
this
way.
I have learned that this is the case. Men have all the advantages. Women are the downtrodden, and women must be supported and elevated and artificially boosted due to our misogynistic society that we have, so that they can have an equal footing. This is what we have been taught. This is what Hillary has taught me, and it's only because of sexism that she didn't win. All those things. All right. However. There is one advantage that women seem to have over men that has been consistently shown statistically, forget about statistically, just in real life and actual full-on results. Mm. One advantage that women have had over men apparently since the dawn of time, and a new study is out now that actually amplifies it even more. And it's a pretty important advantage. In fact, one could argue that it's the most important advantage that we as human beings face.
That's right.
And that is... our life expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
Women live longer than men. And due to this new study that I saw in U.S. News, it's gotten worse. That's right. They've taken a 200-year study on life expectancy, and we are living longer than ever before. But women are still living much longer than men. We can't quite close that all-important gender gap. And it is an important one, because why do we want women, our wives, to be living so many years without us, without a man in their life? It's not a good thing at all. And normally, let me just say, if this were reversed, and men had a longer life expectancy than women, I think that we would be pulling out all the stops in every health industry that we have in at our disposal worldwide to figure out this horrible, horrible gender bias in life expectancy. Now, I would like to hear from you, because this is something that we've all thought about. We all recognize it. We all know it. This is the case that, generally speaking, women will live longer than men. And I want to hear from you as to why you think that is. These scientists are trying to figure it out. They have a couple of ideas. One might be genetics. Genetically, women are just created this way. They're predisposed to have a longer life and a healthier life, and they will not, they're not as susceptible to whatever causes men to die sooner. That's their thought. And also, they think it's because of higher levels of risky behaviors in men, they think. What do you think? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. I'm serious. This is something that should be discussed, and I think it's something that, we should actually talk about and try to reach a resolution on. Why do women live longer than men? 888-630-WMAL. I have a couple of theories. I agree risky behaviors is one of them. And I think when you statistically factor in the fact that more men will be in combat, you know, more men tend to work in higher risk jobs. I also think that there's another aspect of this, and that is that generally speaking, culturally, our society, Western society, has put more pressure on men to provide, to succeed, to work more, harder, longer, more put themselves in more stressful positions so that they can provide for their wives and their families. I think that men are more likely to take on more burdens, more work, more high-stress professions so that they can provide for their families, and that tends to put them in a position where, you know, we all know that stress is not good for your health, and that ends up affecting your health, too. I think that's a big part of it, and I think it's something that our culture should address and discuss if they do want to fix this problem. It's amazing to me, Brian, that we don't hear about this problem as much as we should. Like I said, if it were reversed, we would hear a lot more about it. That's my quick take. I have other ideas, too, but I wonder what yours is. 888-630 WMAO.
So women live longer than men.
They do.
Not surprising to me, because there's been a couple women trying to drive me to an early grave for years now.
See, that's just not fair.
It may be true, though.
Well, if you're one of them, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call.
Well, that's the last thing we need. Trust me on that.
You know they're listening. Every word.
Listen, I'm not surprised by this, because first of all, I think you're dead on. Men go to war more than women do. Men go into coal mines more than women do. Mm-hmm. Men take on jobs in the oil field, which is a very dangerous place, for example, more than women do. So men tend to get out in industries where, you know, you're going to lose people because it's dangerous. I mean, there are dangerous jobs out there, and they are most often taken by men. And so that's a portion of it, and that accounts for a good deal of it. I think you're right, though, because traditionally, not always, but not in every situation. I'm painting with a very broad brush here. But traditionally, men do carry the load of making sure that they provide for their families in many, many situations. And because that is the case, I think that they face the stress. In this D.C. area right now, there are people who are getting up at the crack of dawn. Men who are getting up at the crack of dawn and going to work in an early morning hour and facing the stress of dealing with traffic. While, you know, listen, admittedly, their partners are back home and they're taking care of a different kind of stress of getting the family ready and moving about. They have stress in their life, but it's not the same. It's really just not the same. And I think that does have an impact on it. And I think that stress, if anybody you talk to will tell you that stress is a killer, it will kill you just as certainly as being run over by a car. It is absolutely the truth. And so I think there's a certain amount of that is part of it. But, that's the way it is. That's the lot that we have chosen in life. That's the way it falls.
See, now that's so funny, because any other health issue that involves gender, that would not be the end result. But, well, that's just the way it is. That's our lot in life, and that's, no. They say, we must stop this. We must end this. We must narrow the gender gap. It's outrageous that men would live longer than women. Don't you agree that that's what we would be hearing?
Yeah, we'd be saying,
why don't we pay more attention to this?
We can't have this. We must fix this.
All right.
But see, that's what men do. They fix things. And that puts put stress on them. Stress. And when they fix things and they have the stress of that, it drives them to an early grave.
888-630-9625.
We have to fix things.
So far, only men are interested in chiming in on this, and I get that, but I would love to hear from some women as well. You know what? Let's get real fast. Let's get one call here. How about Nick in Alexandria? Nick, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Nick?
Hi, guys. Anecdotally, I don't know what it's like in the rest of the country, but I'm seeing last several years a lot more men smoking than women. It just seems like the risky behavior thing is going to be a big factor here, at least from what I can see.
Interesting, Nick. You know, I haven't noticed one gender or the other smoking more than another. You know, when you go out and look outside the office buildings where everyone's taking their smoke break,
I don't know.
It seems pretty even to me. But that could be it.
But the risky behavior thing is something. I mean, you know, starting even in when you're a teenager, guys will take a risk that a woman won't take.
They'll drive faster. Yeah. They'll do skateboarding. They'll be doing it. I'll swing off that rope on that dead tree limb and jump into the water. Sure, I'm all for it. In fact, I challenge you to do it. Let's have some beers first. Yeah. There's always a beer involved.
Yes, there is.
888-630-WMAL. Why are men dying sooner than women? 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. She's going to be around for quite some time. Jamie Whitten in the Indeed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, man. All right, let's go 270 out of Frederick and see a little bit of volume toward the Monocacy and again in Urbana. Nothing to report, though. Looks good. If you're coming on 95 either direction between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, Beltway looks good. Maryland and Virginia. Clifton, we do have a crash, unfortunately, that brought down some wires in a utility pole. So in Clifton, Clifton Road at Swift Run Trails Drive. That's closed in each direction. Essentially, it's in the area between 123 and Yates Ford Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing coverage of It's Cold, but Nice Today. Abundant sunshine, in fact. Beautiful day, but the high is only around 50 degrees. And to me, that's cold. Tonight, clear skies, low 31. Come on, man. Tomorrow, sunny skies, but we have some afternoon clouds, high of 52. Right now, 35 degrees at 517.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
New study shows that we human beings are living longer than ever before, but women are definitely living longer than men, and the gender gap continues consistent. We can't fix it. Oh, we had Jenny in Mechanicsville there. Terry in Mechanicsville wanted to jump in there, and she is no longer with us, sadly. I would love for you to call back, please, because we do want women's perspective on this. How about, there's another Terry. How about Terry in Vienna? You are on WMAL.
Oh, I got an easy one.
Okay.
Women live longer than men because they don't have to be married to women.
Well, see now... Now that's just we were hoping not to go in that direction, Terry.
I am saying that perspective.
I'm sorry, I enjoyed that too much.
You did.
I'm celebrating my 50th wedding anniversary day after Christmas this year.
There you go. Thank you.
So I'm speaking from personal experience.
Well, now let's take this seriously for a minute and pull on the thread a bit. You're saying because women stress men out, right? That's what I'm guessing you're saying, right? Women. Okay, but let's get real about this. What is that stress? The stress is you want to live up to your wife's expectations, right? Your wife, she knows a good home that she wants to live in. She knows how she wants that to be, and she relies on you to fulfill those expectations, which puts stress on you, right?
Yeah, I guess.
She's listening, isn't she?
Yeah,
Terry?
She's right there in the room with you.
Does she have a weapon, Terry? Do we need to call the authorities?
Are you in a safe place, Terry?
Terry, thank you for that. I mean, listen, it's a great punchline, but there is some truth to that.
That's a great punchline.
Just in terms of men in a marriage, I think, do feel a certain extra stress, but it's because we want to please the woman or just not get into trouble with the woman that we are in love with.
Mm.
Alice, and there we go. Here's another woman. Alice and Frederick, you are on WMAO.
Hey, Alice, good morning.
Good morning. We live longer because we take care of ourselves better. I mean, we do preventive health care. Women are used to get past mares from teenage years on. Women get things out. You know, we talk about things. I know you guys don't like to hear us necessarily, but if you didn't keep things bottled up so much, and if you listen to women to go to the doctor, take care of yourself, you guys would live longer.
You know what? Alice is totally Alice is, onto something.
She's got something.
How
there.
Many? Now, gentlemen, be
yeah.
honest.
Oh yeah.
How
I'm,
many
I'm the
of
worst
us?
At this, yeah.
How many of us have something going on in our lives, health wise, or something? And your wife is always saying, "Will you go to the doctor and get that checked out? Will you just?" I know that's true in my life. Just last night, my wife was saying it to me.
Well, my husband, he had come home from work early. This was years ago. With severe abdominal pain. Now, I'm a nurse, okay? He would not go to the hospital. He would not go to the ER.
I can tough it out, right?
By the time I convince him, you got to go to the ER, I don't care. I'm taking you. I'll call your mother if you won't go. It was gangrenous by the time we got in there.
Oh, my goodness,
so,
Alice.
Yeah. So you guys need to listen to us and take care of yourself and go to the doctor, and then you'll live longer.
So the solution to Ben's life expectancy issues is just listen to your wife.
That's right.
All right. Alice, thank you so much. I appreciate
and
that.
And she's dead on about that.
She is.
Guys are the worst
point.
About that.
That
we're
is
just the worst,
point.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, and also, but again, let's bring it back to the national conversation that we tend to have about issues like this. When was the last time you saw a public service announcement or heard any kind of politician being an advocate on behalf of men's health and men's health care and men's access to health care? No, women do go to the doctor more often, but all we hear about is advocacy for more women's health issues. Women need access to quality health care. Well, don't we all need access to quality health care? And I think women do go to the doctor more often. They do have more access.
Yeah, they do.
How about Russ in Charlestown? You're on WMAL.
Hey, Russ.
What is the deal with men dying before women?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Brian and Alice made some great points. I don't know if they're accurate or not, but you guys surely answered one big question for me, and that's now I understand Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you don't want to die young, just become a woman.
I don't think it works that way.
No, that's probably it.
Russ, is that how it works?
I don't know. I'll never know.
You might, Russ. I think you're crying out for help, Russ. You know you have an open channel here of communication if you need any help with anything.
So insightful. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, Russ.
Isn't he on double secret probation, that guy?
No, not Russ. I don't think Russ is.
All right.
No, we could put him there.
I think we might want to think about that. Why are women living longer than men? What's your theory? And why don't we hear more about this gender gap issue, the most important gender gap issue? Not about wages, not about how we vote, not about what cars we drive, about how long we live. 888-630-9625.
It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
ABC7's Good Morning Washington is giving away $100 every 7 minutes. Watch tomorrow morning starting at 6 for your chance to win.
Are you frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate? If so, you're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other hearing problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, this is Dr. Anna Anzola, Chief Audiologist and owner of Ascent Audiology and Hearing. We're the area's highest rated audiology practice with 7 locations and over 1,000 five-star reviews. For a limited time, we're offering a complimentary consultation and hearing aids starting at $995. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing at 800-811-8700 and come meet with one of our top doctors. Don't wait any longer. Visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. We accept most major insurance plans. Financing and discounts are also available. I invite you to visit us at hearingaiddoctors.com. Remember, for a free consultation, call 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to established businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
Ready to make a real difference in 2017? A degree in cybersecurity can help you secure your future as you help secure the world. From a bachelor's with cybersecurity concentration to a master's in cybersecurity, Stratford provides the latest learning in preventing cyber attacks, detecting vulnerabilities, and mitigating attacks. With programs specially designed for first-time students, working adults, career changers, and veterans, Stratford offers 5 starts per year, on-site and online class options, and ongoing support. From financing to finding exciting career path options. Classes start January 2nd, so register now at stratford.edu/cybernow. That's stratford.edu/cybernow, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 cyber scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get full details now at stratford.edu/cybernow. Stratford University, changing lives one student at a time.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, it's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Maryland Beltway. Let's start on the inner loop in the Largo area after you pass 214 Central Avenue. Crash up ahead near Ritchie Marlboro Road, but it's on the shoulder. See some flashing lights. So you kind of want to stay clear of that right lane as well. But everything confined to the shoulder and just a brief tap on the brakes. Again, that's on the inner loop near Ritchie Marlboro Road. Continuing beyond that, if you're heading to the Wilson Bridge, wonderful time to get going without any delays. Maryland into Virginia, vice versa. 95, 395 looks good in Clifton. Unfortunately, crash brought down utility pole and wires. Fairfax police tell me through the morning rush hour, expect Clifton Road to be closed at Wolf Run Shoals Road. That puts it west of 123 and in between 123 and Yates Ford Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine for our Tuesday. We get up to around 50. We stay cool. Same story tonight. Clear in 31. Tomorrow, sunshine. A few afternoon clouds. High 52. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 degrees, 527 on WMAL. Why are women living longer than men? Why don't we address this? Why aren't people concerned about it? 888-630-9625. Do you have a theory as to why women tend to live longer than men? Jack and Bowie, you're on WMAL. Hello, Jack. Good morning.
Well, first of all, this whole thing about people not talking enough about men's health care, they do talk about men's health care. Unfortunately, mostly what they mention is better psychiatric care. Now, if we had, for instance, somebody sponsored, you know, instead of a 5K run where they were offering free breast examinations, they were offering free mental health examinations for women, that probably wouldn't be so popular. But my theory is actually three things: makeup, hair coloring, and politics. With makeup and hair coloring, women are able to hide stress a lot better.
Well, but
how does that affect their health?
How does that affect their actual, you know, longevity?
Well, the whole thing is, you look at Hillary Clinton the day of the election, and with makeup and proper presentation, she was able to look like a very vivacious late 60-year-old lady.
Right. No, I get it. And without that, the village that it took to make her look that way, she didn't look that way. But that doesn't change her health.
It doesn't change how long she lives,
yeah,
either.
Jack, thanks for the call, though. It is 529.
Cold weather is perfect for curling up in front of a roaring fire and planning for the holidays ahead. But if you don't have someone special to share these moments with, this time of year can seem like an endless reminder that you're single. Don't worry, it's not too late. Heat things up this winter by joining It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service right here in Washington, D.C. Their friendly matchmakers have spent over 25 years providing an enjoyable alternative to online dating. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. interview. With this knowledge, they'll hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all your matches in advance and even book your reservations at the best date spots in town. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. Add some romance to your holiday celebrations. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Coming up on WMAL, Donald Trump, the president-elect, sits down with superstars from the mainstream media, anchors, reporters, executives, and he gave them a piece of their mind. What would you have said if you were in that room? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is reportedly set to nominate the next chancellor of public schools, and published reports are that she'll name Antoine Wilson, who's currently the superintendent of schools in Oakland, California. If confirmed by the D.C. Council, Wilson would succeed the recently resigned Kaya Henderson. As the meetings continue today at Trump Tower, as the president-elect assembles his cabinet, Mr. Trump laid out his strategy, at least when it comes to executive actions, through a video he shared on social media.
On regulation, I will formulate a rule which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. So important. On national security, I will ask the Department of Defense and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to develop a comprehensive plan to protect America's vital infrastructure from cyber attacks and all other form of attacks.
And the president-elect said in that video he'll direct the Labor Department to investigate abuses of visa programs that, quote, undercut the American worker. Chattanooga, Tennessee police say the 24-year-old driver of a school bus that crashed yesterday, killing at least five children, has now been charged with five counts of vehicular homicide, reckless driving, and reckless endangerment. Maryland officials have given the green light to construction of a new Potomac River Bridge, says State Transportation Secretary Pete Ron.
We will be undertaking the construction of an entirely new Nice Bridge.
The existing Harry Nice Bridge linking Charles County, Maryland and King George County, Virginia was built 76 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,957, the NASDAQ at 53.69. Sports, it's a Monday night football win for Oakland. Bradley Beal scores a career-high 42 points as the Wizards beat Phoenix. College basketball, Georgetown wins, GW and George Mason lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys, it's my guys.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic Power Bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic Power Bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Right in from the west looks good. 66 Greenway Toll Road, Route 7 out of Leesburg and heading up through to the Beltway in Clifton. Unfortunately, an accident brought down a utility pole and wires. Fairfax police say this looks like it'll be closed through the morning rush hour. Clifton Road closed each direction at Wolf Run Shoals Road. That's west of 123. Again, that's on Clifton Road with that closure. Maryland Beltway, you're doing okay. In the Largo area, had a minor crash. It's over onto the right shoulder. So what you want to do is just be very careful. We don't have to be a second accident. Just a brief tap on the brakes on the inner loop as you pass 214 up ahead at Ritchie Marlboro Road. Again, all confined to the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May see a little rain for the latter half of the work week. Of course, that will cover Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday. Lots of sunshine. We get up to around 50. Clear tonight, low 31. Sunshine tomorrow. A few afternoon clouds, high 52. Chance for morning showers Thanksgiving Day, high 54. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Burke, 32 in Frederick, 35 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is 5:37 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We're going to get your day started the right way. 7:05, Vince Colonnais, the new editor-in-chief of Daily Caller, get his hot take on the Trump cabinet sweepstakes. 7:35, Marita Hudson-Thomas. She's with Orbitz. If you're getting out of town, she'll give you some hints for Thanksgiving. And at 8:35, well, look at that. It's the governor of the free state of Maryland, Republican Larry Hogan, will be our guest. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so yesterday up at Trump Tower, there was a big meeting between Donald Trump and key media people from the major networks, etc. I mean, network executives were in there. Some of the big star anchor talent was in the room. About 30 to 40 people sit down for a meeting with Donald Trump. And it's expected that there's going to be a discussion about, well, media access in the coming administration, blah, 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 all these things that press people care about right now. But it turned out to be something quite different, according to some reports. Because according to some, by the way, this is supposed to be an off-the-record meeting. Yeah. Isn't it interesting how you get an off-the-record meeting with a bunch of media people and you come out and you know exactly what happened in the room? Yeah. Wasn't so off-the-record, was it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, apparently Donald Trump unloaded on these folks and just gave them a mindful. And I'll give you some details on that in just a moment. But I have a question for you, and I want you to pick up the phone and tell me what you think about this. If you were Donald Trump, or if you had the opportunity to sit in that room before the assembled masses there of the media people, the media executives, people like Jeff Zucker and the people in charge of ABC and CBS and NBC and CNN and Fox, and you had the chance to just tell them exactly what's on your mind after this election, what would you say? What would you tell them? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I want to know what you would say. What would be on your mind? As for Donald, according to the New York Post, now I've heard some people have said this accounting is a little overblown, but according to the New York Post, it was like a firing squad. Trump started with CNN President Jeff Zucker, said, "I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar, and you should be ashamed." Well, that's a nice way to start it off.
Now
stole my thunder.
Yeah.
That was what I was going
to
say.
He apparently, according to someone else who was anonymously quoted by the New York Post, Trump said, "We're in a room full of liars, the deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong." He called them dishonest, deceitful liars. He called out some correspondents, but not by name. We talked, for example, about an NBC reporter who had gotten it wrong, and I think he was referring to Katie Turr. He talked about an ABC correspondent who cried after Hillary lost, and I think he was referring there to ABC's Martha Raddatz, who was in the room, incidentally, at the time. So he went on and on and on, apparently he just gave them an earful. Apparently then there was an exchange of ideas. A few questions were asked and answered, and there were some assurances given about how they were going to allow coverage going forward in a Trump administration. But nonetheless, it was a pretty interesting meeting, according to many accounts that have been given. Donald Trump not pulling back, not pulling his punch, saying exactly what was on his mind. What would you say? I mean, I know when I talk to you that you are so angry about the way the media have handled this election. And if you had that opportunity, you're sitting in that room and you're looking down that long table, and every one of those people you've wanted to give your mind to is sitting there in the room with you. What would you say? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Well, it would be if I were Donald Trump, I can understand why he would be frustrated, because it seems to me that the media have not treated him fairly in this election. I completely get why he might want to, you know, air a few grievances. and I think it would be a very appropriate time to do that. Now, look, I'm wondering if with Donald Trump, once you clear the air, I sort of get this sense about the guy, once you clear the air, then perhaps you can move on. But it'll be interesting to see whether that happens or not. I certainly wouldn't have hesitated to express myself in no uncertain terms.
I think Donald Trump did the natural human thing, and it's totally understandable that he said, okay, you all want to discuss with me about, you know, access and about, you know, what the press pool is going to be like and what our plans will be like going forward. All right, let's all get into one room. We'll have that conversation. But first, I have a few things I'd like to get off my mind about what has transpired over the last several months. That's absolutely natural and human. Mm. Not presidential, though. And listen, I'm not criticizing him for it. I think that one of his strengths is that he doesn't act quote-unquote presidential as we've been told a president is supposed to act, you know, robotic and not natural and not normal. And you know, I get all that. You say that Trump seems to be the guy that you let it all out, and then afterwards I have no doubt that's what it's like in business. You know, you fight, you rip the person's face off, and then once you have your deal, you move forward as partners and you make it happen. I have no doubt that that's what he's like. And I know for sure that that's not what the media is like. Mm. The media is not going to sit there, take what they took in the meeting yesterday, and then walk out and say, well, let's let bygones be bygones. Everything's reset now. We're going to start fresh. No way. And I think that basically what he's done is antagonize them even more. And I think that we're going to see a media going against this president like we've never, ever seen since Nixon, probably, maybe since Reagan. And we're going to be here to call them out on it. And I'm looking forward to it, frankly, because the media has now shown themselves to be who they really are. They don't hide anymore. But don't kid yourself. This is the beginning of a battle with the media, not the end of the last battle.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Pat in Annapolis, you're on with Brian and Larry. What would you say if you were sitting in that room and you had the opportunity to speak your mind to the assembled media in attendance? What do you think, Pat? Hello, Pat. What would you say, Pat?
I'd say surprise.
Surprise? All right. Thanks, Pat. Jump out of a big cake there and say surprise. Or how about
How you like me now? We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. It is now 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq.
The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Tomorrow morning, ABC7's Good Morning Washington is getting you Black Friday ready. First, if deals sound too good to be true, well, our 7 on Your Side consumer alert will have you looking closer to the fine print. Then, a $400 hairdryer? We're testing to see if some of the holiday's high-ticket gifts are worth it. Plus, need some Black Friday cash? We're giving away $100 every 7 minutes in our 6 o'clock Happy Holiday Hour. Watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow morning starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. Play up to $500 on us. Join Marquee Rewards with your email address and we'll reimburse up to $500 in free slot play guaranteed. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're doing pretty well, started this commute. Do watch Pennsylvania Avenue commuters if you're heading toward the Beltway. Pennsylvania Avenue at the Suitland Parkway. Apparently those lights are malfunctioning, but crews are aware of the problem. Virginia 66 at a little bit of volume. Clifton closed is Clifton Road at Wolf Run Shoals Road. Accident brought down a utility pole and wires. And for 270, just seeing some of the volume through Urbana heading down toward Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure builds in through Wednesday, but we've got some rain on the way, it looks like, towards Thanksgiving. Lots of sunshine today. We'll get up to around 50. Clear tonight, low 31. Tomorrow brings the sunshine. A few afternoon clouds, high 52. Chance for morning showers Thanksgiving. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
The mainstream media, these people back here, they're the worst. They are so dishonest. Most of it, 70%, 75%, is absolute dishonest, absolute scum. Remember that. Scum.
Well, that's what Donald Trump set out on the campaign trail, but apparently he said very similar things when he got face-to-face with key members of the media elite assembled at Trump Tower for a big meeting. If you had that opportunity, if you had that chance to look them straight in the eye and you could tell them anything you wanted to tell them, what would you say, Lawrence and Frederick? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Lawrence.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I think, face-to-face, I would tell them, I think, what we already told them by the election, that we don't believe them.
Yeah. I mean, they have lost a lot of credibility in this election cycle, haven't they?
They have. I mean, almost every news channel you turn on, I mean, even Fox, Kelly has kind of, blown their credibility as well. I mean, they're...
All right.
We don't believe them, obviously, because we didn't elect Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Lawrence.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Lawrence.
That
is a big problem with the business model of the news media if people don't believe them or trust them, and that would be very helpful and constructive advice from the president-elect. They'd ignore it.
Yeah. But... how about Brian in West Virginia? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, nice name there, Brian. Yeah. How you doing, Larry? Yes, I would tell them, you guys like to omit the news for candidates that you like, and like to make up news on candidates you don't like. So I'm going to get you exactly what you want. You're going to have limited access to me so you can make up the news like you've been doing.
Well, you are right about one thing. One of the greatest power
that the news media have is what they choose not to cover. I mean, it's just as important as the things they do choose to cover. And I've always said, if you want to look at where real editorial bias lies, it lies within the decisions made within a news organization of the stories that they choose not to cover. Well, Donald Trump had his moment, and no doubt about it, he let people know exactly what was on his mind. We got time for one more. How about Joe in D.C.? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
What do you think, Joe?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. I would tell them there's going to be fair and honest reporting. You're not going to add anything. And if you do, number one, I'm going to cut you off. And number two, if it's false reporting, I'm going to sue you. Just like the gang rape where the Rolling Stone is now held accountable for millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So don't think the news can't be attacked for false reporting.
Well, they can be attacked, but when you're a public figure, the First Amendment gives you a lot of protections. I don't know that lawsuits are the right answer here, but you're right about one thing. I mean, you can indeed say, well, I choose not to work with this news organization because they're not handling it in a fair and balanced way. That's clearly something that other administrations have done. I've actually been a White House correspondent. I've been on the receiving end of some of that, and it happens.
Well, sure it has, and this White House in particular has created almost their own sort of counter-narrative media shop out of the White House. Yeah. If you go to their website, it looks like an offshoot of Media Matters sometimes in their ability to blog and blog against journalists that they don't agree with and write counter-narratives and push those narratives out. And I think it's odious, and it freaks me out sometimes, but I guess this is the new normal that we're operating under. And God knows the Trump administration will have a lot of narratives that they will be interested in countering. If you know, I agree with you. I don't think that the president threatening to sue the media on a daily basis is necessarily constructive. But guess what? If they're lying, there should be some ramifications. There should be some repercussions, shouldn't there be? I mean, what is a politician to do if the media is just flat out lying about them?
Yeah, I guess point it out is the only thing you can do.
Is it, though? I mean, why shouldn't a politician be able to have some other kind of recourse that any other private citizen can have or any other public citizen can have if they lie? If you're a Hollywood star, you're a public figure, but you can't lie about that Hollywood star.
No, you can't.
So why can't a politician?
Well, it's an interesting discussion. Maybe that'll be our next discussion on this topic. It's 5:51. Time for El Rushbo.
So over the weekend, Vice President-elect Mike Pence took in the Broadway show Hamilton only to be lectured from the stage. The lead actor, Brandon Dixon, went on a sanctimonious rant claiming diverse America was alarmed and anxious that Trump and Pence would not protect their rights, would come find them and put them in camps, would hurt the planet. Standard liberal cliches. It was classless. It fit right in with the left's behavior since the election. Now think about what we have witnessed since then. Liberals pouring into the streets, burning the flag, vandalizing private property, attacking the cops, and forcing mass arrests. The men and women who will vote in the Electoral College have been harassed, verbally abused. In some cases, they've had their lives threatened by supporters of Hillary. It's not some random outpouring. It is an organized effort in Austin, Texas. 2 10th graders were allowed to perform a skit in class. The theme? The assassination of Donald Trump. The performance was stopped only after the student pretending to be Trump was killed. In parentheses, of course. Now, this has taken place without a word of condemnation from the president, from Hillary, anybody else in the Democrat Party leadership, and it's all reported happily by the drive-by media. There are sound reasons the left lost, and now they are showing the country just how right Americans were to kick them the hell out of power.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst. Listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, LifeLock would like to remind you that there is one group you do not want to hear thanks from during the holidays, and that is identity thieves. They are thankful for all the personal information you leave behind when you shop online. Because of all the activities during the holidays, you can expose more of your personal information than ever, which could lead to identity theft. Now, thankfully, there is LifeLock. Their proprietary technology can detect a huge range of identity threats, and if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists that work
to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something on everybody's wish list, and that is peace of mind. Join right now and get a special 15% discount. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15 to save 15% now on your LifeLock membership. Offer ends December 31st, 800-440-4833.
It's getting dark early now, but there's one thing that you shouldn't be in the dark about, and that's your health. Hi, it's Chris Plant. I want to recommend that you get a virtual body scan before it's too late. Do you have a flexible spending account? Use it for a virtual physical heart scan, body scan, virtual colonoscopy, or gift certificate. We all know someone who was the picture of perfect health, then died suddenly of a heart attack or a stroke. Heart disease is the number one silent killer. Well, it may be silent, but it can be detected with a virtual physical. Small tumors that exhibit no symptoms and blockages in blood vessels that can lead to stroke. That's why I had a virtual physical. It only takes about 15 minutes, and afterward, a physician goes over the images with you. Now is the time to use those flex spending dollars. Call today to schedule your virtual physical at 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com. Mention WML and get $150 off or $200 if you bring a friend.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Marilyn, and I know this is what you want to hear. We're doing all right around the Beltway. Not seeing too much of any topside delays. 270, just the volume forming through Urbana and Hyattstown. Just seeing more cars out there. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, good. Crofton, though, we do have a closure. Crews dealing with a tree down on 450 Defense Highway at 424 Davidsonville Road. So, again, crews dealing with a downed tree in that stretch. A downed utility pole and wires. Let's go Virginia. That's in Clifton. Clifton Road closed as a result at Wolf Run Shoals Road, again, because of the wires that are down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine for our Tuesday. We get up to around 50. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low 31. Look for the sunshine with a few afternoon clouds tomorrow. High 52. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 35 degrees at 5:56.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again, and neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it, and when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Are you a man facing divorce? A divorce that perhaps you didn't even want? This is Barry Sanders. I've been there. I know firsthand the stress and pain of divorce. A lot of people think that because I was a pro athlete and enjoyed a lot of success on and off the field, that somehow I am immune to such things. The fact is, I went through a divorce a few years ago, and like you, I worried about my children, my assets, and my family. When I got a divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell and Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell and Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, Consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell and Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to establish businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 21st through 26th. Enter the code FRIDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
Coming up on WMAL, local restaurant apologized for having a dinner with nationalists. Why is a business apologizing for whom they serve?
And the Secretary of Education says it's time to end corporal punishment. That's right. They're still paddling kids in some school districts around the country. How should we punish bad kids today? We'll take your calls.
WMAL-FM.